The news in brief. Yemeni anti-regime protesters have called for the dismissal of the U.S. ambassador from their country. The ambassador described the anti-regime march, from Taiz to Sana'a as non-peaceful. Yemeni lawmakers have also condemned his remarks. In Bahrain, Saudi-backed forces have attacked anti-regime demonstrators in several villages. The protesters chanted slogans against the Al Khalifa family and called for freedom. Regime forces fired tear gas to disperse the demonstrators. Spain has warned that it will slide back into recession early next year, with the current quarter and the first of 2012 both registering negative growth. Spain has the highest unemployment rate among the 17 member Eurozone countries. The new government is to begin approving urgent measures on Friday. The London Underground drivers are staging a 24-hour strike over pay. The walkout was prompted by authorities' refusal to pay the drivers extra for working on Boxing Day. The strike was organized by Train Drivers Union. It's expected to affect shoppers heading for the Boxing Day bargains. At least 7 people have been killed and over 30 others injured in a car bomb blast in the Iraqi capital Baghdad. The bomber blew up his car near the Interior Ministry building. On Thursday, over 60 people were killed in a wave of bombings across the city. South Korea says a private delegation from Seoul has met the son and heir of the North's late leader. The delegation is in Pyongyang to pay respect to Kim Jong-il and express condolences to his heir. The group is led by the widow of former South Korean President Kim Dae-jung. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has threatened that he will not hold direct talks with the Palestinians if a unity government is formed in Palestine. His comments came after Palestinian groups met on Wednesday to discuss the formation of an inclusive national government. And Iran is holding a third day of naval maneuvers in international waters beyond the strategic Strait of Hormuz at the mouth of the Persian Gulf. A Navy spokesman says new drones, submarines and missiles have been tested. The 10-day maneuver will be held in 4 phases covering a 2,000-kilometer stretch of sea.